If you'd like to take your Bibles, I'm going to see if I can find this one first, but we're going to go to the book of Nahum. Nahum. Where is it? Oh, right here.
Jonah, Micah, Nahum.
If you have my Bible, it's page 1111. Jonah, Micah, you got a cat?
Yeah.
It's in the Old Testament. Anyway, Nahum chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 7. It says, "The burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord... And the Lord revengeth, and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies." And thank God we're not God's enemies or those other wonderful things. He doesn't take it out on us. "The Lord is slow to anger, though, and great in power. He will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind, and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea, and maketh it dry. He drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world, and all that dwelleth therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in his fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him." We have a really powerful God, but this is the verse that I wanted to get to. The Lord is what?
Good.
Good, and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trusteth in him. So that word good, you know, that good means bountiful and cheerful. He's pleasant, graciously joyful, and kind to his people. He's just a wonderful God. And in the day of trouble, it says, the Lord is good, a stronghold, a fortified place, a place that his people can go to and feel safe in the day of trouble. And that word trouble, it's a wonderful word. Not if you're in trouble, but it means tightness or distress or tribulation. And in a situation where we're troubled or we're tight, we're distressed, we have a great God that's a stronghold where we can go to and he can take care of us. That's a pretty wonderful thing we have available to us. If you take your Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians, this will be a little easier to find. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to start verse 8. It says here that in verse 8, it says we can be troubled on every side. No, it says we are troubled on every side, right? Because we live in this dumb world that is troublesome. A lot of troublesome things that go on in the world. Yet, we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. So those are pretty awful things that we can be in, but we're not because we have a great God. That word troubled, that's another word for being crowded in, for being tight-knit, you know, being tight, where it's just a not a good feeling. And then perplexed means to have no way out. But if you go back to verse 7, we'll read verse 6. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." So we have the power of God in us to get us out of these situations when we're perplexed, when it's tight, when we're in distress. We have this power to get out of it because we have a really, really wonderful God. It says we are troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Why? Because we have a great, powerful God. Go to Psalm 138. Come on, Psalm, where are we? Here it is. Psalm 138. And in verse 7. Psalm 138:7 says, though I walk in the midst of what?
Trouble.
Thou wilt revive me. Revive means to quicken, recover, or restore to the whole. So in this life, we do have troubles that come upon us now and then, right? But our God can revive us. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. And this here verse, part of it was in the manifestations today. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. So he's going to revive us, and then that word concerneth is when we're just up against it. When anything that we're up against, that God is concerned about it and he's going to take care of us. And it said beside, among, behind, every part that affects us, God's concerned about, and he will take care of it. You can go to John 14, regular John. John 14, and verse 1, this is another wonderful verse. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And this is our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, talking. That word, those words, let not, are wonderful. It says, forbid it. Absolutely deny it. Don't let it happen. Let not your heart be troubled. And we don't have to let our hearts be troubled when we go to our wonderful God. And that extra bonus of having him and his son inside of us. So let not your heart be troubled. Now go to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. I found out today I've been spelling Isaiah wrong my whole life. I didn't know that A was in the ISA. Anyway, Isaiah 43, and in verse 1 it says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Those are some pretty devastating things. I don't know if anybody ever here walked through fire. But I could imagine if you're going to walk through fire, it wouldn't be pleasant. It wouldn't be a pleasant thing. But God says if it happens, he can take care of us. 4, verse 3, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. The Savior, thy Savior, I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. So he says, I am the Lord. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of every part of you. If you're in a river and it overflows you, what does he say? He's going to take care of us. Now, that I've been in that situation, in the ocean, almost drowned once or twice, and that's not pleasant. But, you know, our God can take care of those when we're in these troublesome situations. For I am the Lord. I'm going to take care of you every single minute of every single day. No matter what surrounds you, what you come up against, He will take care of it. In Romans 8, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Romans 8. Romans 8, and you know where we're going here. Verse 28. It says here, and we know that all things work together for them. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And that all things means whatsoever, the whole or whosoever. So whatever part of this troublesome life that comes up, God has the answer for it. He's going to take care of it. All things work together for them who love God. How many people in here love God? We all do. So that includes us. Go back to Psalm 31. Psalm 31. And we're going to read verse 7 and 8. How's that sound? I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. And that word considered is He looked upon it. God looks upon our troubles. He's not a God that's, you know, we know that, I forget where it is, but those verses where it says God is not a God that's asleep. He's not on, you know, He's not on vacation. He's always there for us. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast looked upon my troubles. Thou hast known my soul in adversities and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. And there it is again, that word where it says, it says considered, he looked upon it, but the trouble, he looked upon trouble, which means depression, misery, and affliction, and tightness. Again, there's that word tightness. When you're feeling tight, what does God do? Thou hast set my feet in a large room, an open space where it talks in one of the definitions, where you could just breathe and be blessed and be taken care of by Him. That's a great God. In Psalm 121. Psalm 121. And verses 1 and 2, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. And we know that that's supposed to be more of a question. Will I lift up mine eyes unto the hills? And who knows what was up in the hills? Idols, right? Idols are not so good stuff. So we don't want to lift our eyes up to the hills. We want to lift our eyes up. Verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I thought about that. The Lord, our help comes from the guy, or spirit, whatever you want to call it, that made heaven and earth. Is there anything more powerful than that we can go to that's going to take care of our troubles? I don't think so. Troubles may come and troubles may go, right? But we trust in Jesus.
Read 3 and 4.
What's that?
Read 3 and 4 that you were mentioning.
Where is it? Oh, it's right there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Thanks, Pat. So that's the God we have. He's not going to slumber. He's not going to be away when we need Him. He's going to be there 24/7. And then 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, And it says, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. It's not just the hand of God, but the mighty hand of God. The God who created the heavens and the earth. That's mighty. That he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And we know that that care is anxieties, tightness. And we are to cast it, we're to throw it upon him. And it's not just like a fisherman that casts a little fishing rod, but it's a net. Because God can handle all of our cares, not just one at a time. He can take care of every single one of them. So we want to cast our care on him. And then if you go to Matthew 6. Whoa, almost lost it. Matthew 6. Matthew 6, and we're just going to read 33. It says, but seek ye first, before anything else, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought, therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the, shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. But we have someone in our life that overcomes that evil, that daily evil that, you know, can happen in our lives. We have God and his wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. So take no thought. Don't worry or be anxious about tomorrow's troubles. We can seek out God's help in any situation. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Second Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. That, I don't know if this is right or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. In one of the definitions about blessed, it said adorable. So we have an adorable God that wants to take care of us. Verse 4, who comforteth us, he calls us near to him, us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So God's comfort is so great that when we get comforted by that wonderful comfort, we can comfort each other with it. It's that powerful. It's that all-inclusive. That's what a wonderful God we have. An adorable God. If you turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4. And you know these, wonderful verses. Verse 6 and 7, it says, be careful or anxious for nothing, not one thing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So this peace of God that is not understandable because it's so wonderful for some people, we can understand it. We can bask in it. We can have just wonderful peace in it because we know our Father. Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51. And in verse 11, it says here that, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall, what? Flee away. I Even I am he that comforteth you. We have a great God that wants to comfort us in any tribulation, any trouble we have. He's there. He wants to be there for us. And I just wanted to close here in 26:3, which you all know, but what the heck, let's read it. Isaiah 26:3 states that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So a great key to getting rid of our troubles in this life is to stay our minds on God and keep trusting in him and knowing that he's gonna, not only is he gonna, but he wants to take care of us. He's concerned with our well-being.